Good morning. It's Thursday, February 26th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. What began as a playful snowball fight in Manhattan's Washington Square Park turned tense, leaving Mayor Zohran Mamdani at odds with the NPD. Video footage shows parkgoers hitting police officers with snow and ice during Monday's storm, resulting in hospitalization for two officers. Mamdani downplayed the incident, calling it a snowball fight and urging respect for officers, while police unions condemned the mayor's response as a disgraceful message that could encourage assaults. Police released photos of four suspects, aged 18, 20, and are seeking public tips. The dispute highlights ongoing tension between city leadership and law enforcement. The NPD continues its investigation. Another news. Former U.S. Treasury Secretary and ex-Harvard President Larry Summers has stepped down from his academic posts following a university review of his ties to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Summers, who had corresponded with Epstein until the day before his 2019 arrest, will leave as co-director of Harvard's Masavar Rahmani Center for Business and Government and retire from faculty roles. Harvard stressed the decision was linked to the ongoing document review. Summers has not been accused of misconduct. He expressed regret over the controversy and plans to focus on research and commentary on global economic issues. The exit follows similar moves by other high-profile figures like Columbia's Richard Axel. Around the world, U.S. and Iranian officials are meeting in Geneva for a third round of indirect talks aimed at averting conflict over Iran's nuclear program. President Donald Trump has threatened military action if a deal is not reached, while Iran insists it will not develop nuclear weapons. U.S. negotiators, including Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, are discussing uranium enrichment limits and potential sanctions relief, though ballistic missile programs and support for regional allies remain unresolved. Omani mediators are facilitating discussions, with officials warning that any U.S. strike could trigger a wider regional conflict. Diplomats say the talks may define the next steps in Middle East security. Another news. A drone attack by Ukraine on a fertilizer plant in Russia's Smolensk region killed 7 people and injured 10 others, Russian officials said Wednesday. The strike, roughly 290 kilometers from the Ukrainian border, reportedly involved at least 30 drones carrying explosives. Social media images show fires and smoke at the site near Dorogobuz. Ukrainian authorities have not immediately commented, but the nation has conducted repeated drone strikes on Russian industrial sites, targeting energy and chemical infrastructure. Rescuers have contained fires, and officials are considering evacuations of nearby villages. The attack marks one of the deadliest on Russian industrial targets in the 4-year conflict. Another news. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un affirmed plans to expand the country's nuclear arsenal and operational range, warning that the U.S. must respect Pyongyang's nuclear status. Speaking at a 5-yearly party congress in Pyongyang, he indicated that Washington could get along with North Korea if it accepts the reality of the country's weapons. Kim ruled out rapprochement with South Korea, calling it hostile, and reiterated the regime's readiness for either peace or confrontation. Analysts say the message hints at potential talks with President Trump ahead of his China visit in April, while North Korea continues developing nuclear capabilities despite international sanctions. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.